From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. This morning, the 31st, at about 7:15 a.m. Central, here on Dispatch, received a 911 call about a car hitting a moped on Elkton Road near Campbell Road in Oliver Township. Responding Deputy Steve Bismack, who was less than a mile away from the call at the time, arrived to find the moped driver severely injured and the lone occupant male driver of the vehicle who hit him uninjured. Ambulances from Elkton and Pigeon and fire departments from Oliver Township and Owendale also responded, with victims being transported to Chur Hospital for treatment. The victim, Roy Hill, 41, of Marlette, was eventually flown by helicopter to an out-of-county hospital due to his injuries. Primary investigation indicates that the 2008 Chevy Cobalt came up on a slower-moving 2022 moped in the darkness, and the 21-year-old driver from Bay City did not see the moped till it was too late. It was unclear if the taillight of the moped was working. It appeared that the victim has been using the moped to travel between work in Pigeon area and his home in Marlette area. Accident investigators from the Huron County Sheriff's Department are processing the scene, and investigation will continue. Also responding to assist with the incident was the Elkton Police Department. Deputies in Sanilac County Sheriff's Department responded to a fatal single vehicle crash about 9:15 p.m. on October 30th. The crash happened on the North Lakeshore Road near Weber Drive in Sanilac County. Initial investigation determines that a 71-year-old from Deckerville was driving a 2002 Dodge Dakota pickup north on North Lakeshore Drive when the crash happened. While he was driving, the vehicle left the west side of the roadway, entered a yard, and rolled multiple times. The driver of the vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene. The incident remains under investigation. Port Sanilac Fire Department and Sanilac EMS also responded to the scene. The Cass River Pet Friends and Thumb Animal Shelter received the grant from Meyer's Store 315 in Bad Axe after applying earlier this year. Both organizations expressed their gratitude and honor being selected, especially in light of ongoing financial challenges faced by animal rescues and shelters, which have seen a drop in donations and a raise in the number of homeless animals. The grant is expected to provide significant help for these animals in both counties served by this organization. Special thanks were given to Dean, Chris, and Kathy for the dedicated animal care, as well as Lavender for aid in the grant application process. We'll be right back after this word.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
All right, Keaton Lemon, a Carroll High School graduate, recently joined the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office in a full-time correction officer position. After successfully completing his field training, Lemon will next attend a local corrections academy in a 160-hour program certified by Michigan's Sheriff Coordinating and Training Council. The academy covers topics such as correctional law, security procedures, stress management, ethics, first aid, equipping officers for assignment in county jails throughout Michigan. Okay. The city council will hold a regular meeting on Monday, November 3rd at 6:30 p.m. The agenda includes approval of October 20 meeting minutes and public discussion time. Council will consider approving amended resolution 202511 on delinquent utility bills totaling $19,870.55 to discuss closing City Hall on Fridays after Christmas and New Year's. The Finance Committee will recommend approving Mauer Electric to install LED lights at the tennis and pickleball courts with two pricing options presented. The Department of Public Works is seeking to purchase a hydrant for ETNA Corporation for $3,577, and Kerr Pump is recommended to perform maintenance on three raw sewage pumps at the wastewater treatment plant for $11,488. Payments of the bills totaling $94,805.99, dated October 23rd and October 29th, will also be considered. The meeting will conclude with the mayor council comments. Council members will also receive follow-up information on recent Bad Axe Fire Department meeting minutes. That's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. And I have no obituaries to report for today, October 31st, Halloween Day, 2025.